Good morning, Aurora. Today is Thursday, 21st of March, and right now it's partly cloudy on 25 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy in the morning, then clear, with temperatures ranging from low of 25 to high of 31 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with southerly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour, and later on we can expect clear, again with southerly winds at 5 to 20 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 72 and will drop on 56% by noon. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated on 64%. Today is also the vernal or spring equinox and astrological new year. When the sun charges into fiery Aries and day and night are the same length, with light ascending, bringing spring with its new life on northern hemisphere. And the only celebration in the name of spring in town is today's Troubadours at 4:30 p.m. reading the poetry with Gordon accompanying them on flute at Mark's new coffee shop at Visitor Center. Although an hour later, Savitri Bhavan are offering meditative musical Bansuri and Vocal with Keith Van Boxtel and Carolyn. Tomorrow at 7 p.m. at Adi Shakti, we can follow the lecture on Seeing Madness by Dr. Mitchell from University of Chicago, with slides and film clips preceded by a short film, Crazy Dog. And at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in International Zone, they will inaugurate at 5 p.m. a photo exhibition on 21 smiles. But the weekend again will be exciting, starting with tomorrow's musical at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone at 8 p.m, Sorcery at Sea. What is going to be about? We had a short conversation with Jesse.
Jesse, hi.
Hi, Miriam, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. Can you tell us something about the mystery which will be happening on Friday and Saturday night in Bharat Nivas from 8 onward?
You must be talking about the exciting new original musical with original songs and story written by Paul called Sorcery at Sea. I assume that's it. Oh boy, sword fighting, swinging from the rigging, storms, special effects, magic potions, people changing size, all sorts of incredible mystical magical wonders will take place before your very eyes over two big nights in the Bharat Neva, starting at 8 o'clock this Friday and 8 o'clock the following Saturday. So that's this Friday. And that's that. The next Saturday at 8 o'clock, the doors close at 8, so come at 10 to 8 because it's going to be first in, first served, and there'll be more people than there are seats. So whatever you do, don't miss it.
Don't miss it. That was really spectacular, but beside you and Paul, who are the people who are involved in that?
Oh, okay, right. Well, we have a wonderful team of costume designers, prop makers. Costumes are designed and manufactured by Jyotis. We have excellent stage management and props put together by Mukta. We have our artwork done by Naila, Ishita, Moshona. The names are all popping out of my head now.
Who done the music? Because it's music.
Music, okay, right. So we have a fabulous live orchestra there in the set. The music has been orchestrated and put together by Matthew and Nuria. We have Suresh on drums, Holger on violin. Our young Korean flute artist, whose name I can't remember at the moment, and a gentleman playing the accordion, whose name I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like half of the city, or at least most of those who are really creative, are going to be in it.
We hope so. There is a cast of over 50 actors on stage. It's a gigantic, all singing, all dancing cast. It's going to be a spectacular performance that we hope will knock the socks off anyone who is good enough or has the presence of mind to come and witness the spectacular that is Sorcery at Sea this Friday and Saturday at Bharat Nivas, 8 o'clock sharp.
And secondly, I see you wearing a handsome t-shirt.
Yes, these fabulous t-shirts designed by Shona in less than 5 hours are by far the best t-shirt I've seen anyone put together in Orova for a long time. They're exciting and tell the story, which is a magical tale of mystery at sea involving magic potions, monsters, and all sorts of exciting things. People climbing riggings, sword fighting, pirates, barrels rolling.
Arsenia with the fencing.
Yes, exactly. Arsenia's been involved with the fencing, correct, absolutely.
Basically, whoever is not going to be on the stage is going to be noticed.
Well, we hope so. We hope that everybody in the immediate region and, of course, wider India will all come and see the show. If they're not on stage, then we hope that somehow they will experience it at least as an audience member.
Friday and Saturday. See you.
Friday and Saturday. Bharat Nivas. See you there. 8 o'clock. Doors close 8 o'clock. So come a little bit before. Maybe 10 to 8. Otherwise, we would hate to see you disappointed.
Standing outside.
Standing outside, wishing, oh my God, I wish I was inside. It sounds so good. It's not fair. No, we'll let you in and the scene changes.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Also tomorrow, children of Dipanam School will share their knowledge of Tamil language at 7:30 p.m. at the theater of the school throughout the play. On Sunday at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, we had a unique opportunity to listen to the New South Africa Jazz Collective, where the new jazz movement of South Africa seems to be elusive in structure and genre as whole the new generation of young musicians in the post. Apartheid South Africa have refined the jazz landscape. The New South Africa Jazz Collective family is made of Amdum Charlie on piano and keyboard, Herbie Toselli on contrabass, Ayanda Sikade on drums, Ace Nimsi on saxophone, and Mimion Charlie and Lindiver Maxolo on vocals. Sunday morning starts with Auroville Athletic Meet at the Ashakti Adana, and the afternoon at 4:30 p.m. at Miracle Community we are invited to Circus, a beautiful, unforgettable show with some talented artists from Argentina and an amazing and unique aerial act will dazzle and inspire. Cloning, acrobatics, contortions, and more surprises. Also on Sunday, but at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, German Pavilion invites the community to the Anfka von Ende, played by Kafka and Beckett, presented by Thomas and Nicholas Deutsch. On Monday, 25th of March, at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, we can listen to an Indian classical vocal concert. And the following is an urgent reminder from gas service on forms at PTDC. Government-subsidized gas cylinders will become available again as of April 1st. However, only people who have updated contract details will be eligible to receive this form gas bottle service. The updated customer information needs to be checked against the old records of contracts with the LPG agency, and if there is no record matching, then people will be asked to apply for a new contract at this time. For help to complete your form, please come to PTDC this Saturday 23rd, in the morning or 28 in the morning from 10 to noon. For more information, you can see Oronet or contact Velo at gas bottle service between 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday to Saturday on 962-648-1587. Uposana will celebrate Holy Festival of Colors on 27th of March, and we are welcome to join them for little harmless colors on our faces, laughter and sweets together, to welcoming summer and new year in North India at 3 p.m. at Upasana. And also on Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. at Tanto in the Auroville outpost on the ECR, they will hold a fundraising dinner for the new permanent firewall facility. Transport is arranged by ACT, where bus leaving town hall at 6:30 p.m. to pick up at Matrimandir Solar Kitchen Certitude Aspiration, and returning at 9 p.m. to Auroville via the same route. But if you are unable to join and would like to donate anyway, Firewall Facility fundraising account is at Finance Service 252120. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. within musical series we can see Iggy Stardust and The Spiders from Mars, made in UK in 1973 by director Pinnenbacker. That one is a concert documentary, and it's a terrific concert, Leper Messiah, recorded by Bowie on 3rd of July 1973. And this was to the Bowie last concert with the Ziggy persona and the Spiders from the Mars. On Saturday, they will screen an international drama adventure, Life of Pi, made in USA in 2012 by director Ang Lee. As children's film on Sunday at 4:30 p.m., we can see Nanny McPhee, made in USA in 2005 by director Kirk Jones. And later on at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, they will screen Children of Paradise, Part 1, made in France in 1945 by director Marcel Carnet. Music, painting, poetry, and many other activities which are of the mind and vital can be used as a part of spiritual development or of the work for a spiritual purpose. It depends on the spirit in which they are done. Wrote Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.